in advance. So,
you know, you come back when you come back to you. Chaos.
I feel very needed.
You are very needed. We need Coach Woodard.
Stop. Oops. It.
Well, you're back. You get the button. Sorry.
Unbelievable.
Welcome to the Backpack Show. It is Shmonday.
I have sausage coupons. I have many. And if anybody out there would like some Johnsonville sausage, just email carrie@chrisbrogan.com and tell me what kind you like. If I have those kind, I will gladly send you some sausage coupons. I will just
They're
need
not even a
address.
Sponsor anymore. We just love them that much.
I just have so much sausage coupons. I could eat sausage for like the whole rest of the pandemic all by my own self, or I can share it. So I'm electing to share it. Thank you.
Look at that. My mom welcomes you back. Chip Griffin is here.
Yay.
Chloe is here.
She's the sweetest thing.
Maybe my dad's not even here. Maybe he's still, you know, away somewhere. Maybe
your biological father.
Maybe they're shining him in a spaceship.
I missed you. I had very little fun, so don't
very
feel...
little.
Very little. Hello.
Every now and again, I open up a scratch ticket. Oh, there's my dad. So, hey, do you want to know one of the things I missed the very most about?
Sure do.
Hi, everyone. Tim Kitzer from NBA Jam and NFL Blitz. Welcoming you to The Backpack Show. Your hosts, Chris Brogan, Kerry Gorgone, Boom Shakalaka.
Backpack Show.
Probably that.
Hello. Yeah, I didn't miss that. Being interrupted. Let me think about it.
I couldn't even write, you know, I couldn't even use some of these slides.
Oh, for gosh sake, stop talking. Let the woman speak.
You probably could have.
I mean, sorry, there were lots of times where
you could have.
Apropos.
Yeah. You just didn't want to do it to yourself.
That's right.
I think is what you're saying. So come play with us if you're camera ready. Actually, this is not our official game of the Backpack Show because that is Loaded Questions, but I've been playing this game called One Gotta Go, and it's really fun. So you list four things, and one of them has to go. And then so you pick one and explain why. And if you disagree, it's extra fun. So you'll have to come play with us to find out what things you think have to go.
Yeah, this is going to be a lot of fun, just judging by a couple of the questions we had. I think it's fun. I like any set of questions that really kind of gets us going. I was trying to think of what's the name of our mother-daughter team that made the really cool networking app. That was
Oh, Mixed Rose is the
Mixed
app.
Mixed Rose, yeah.
And that's Carrie and Ashley, I'm going to
yeah,
say.
Yeah, Carrie, I was following around on Clubhouse for a bit. She was quite the speaker on Clubhouse.
Oh, my God. So let me tell you when real things happen, because we had an unexpected death in my family, and that's why I was gone for 2 weeks. I had to, like, clean out their relative's house, and it was like a lot. First thing to go is friggin' Clubhouse. I can't tell you how much I don't give a rat's ass. I was like, I would put music on or something while I was in there. I was not at all like interested in listening to Clubhouse.
Hey, recently former guest Valentina Gonzalez is here.
She's the best.
She is.
She fell for your fake birthday scam.
She did. I'm always happy about that.
I know, you're so bad.
No, but, you know, it's really not a scam. I just, you know, a long time ago, I told Skynet one day for my birthday. And, you know, I told humans the real day for my birthday.
I lie all the time. So I get it. Because why do they need to know? Not like Valentina. She's welcome to know everything. I think she does as far as my actual birthday. But like, why does Facebook need to know? Why does, like,
right.
Whatever. Why does anybody?
I was born at 2:02 in the morning, in case that's helpful.
Hi, Naz. Thank you.
Istanbul. What are you doing over there? Throwing rocks.
Yay.
Oh, I hope your buddy joins.
Yeah, come. How about you join? Let's play. Yeah.
See Brogan on me. Join us. You can come and be part of our new game, One Gotta Go.
It's a little crazy here right now. So the whole, like, it was very interesting yesterday. I got back and noticed that people here, now they have to wear masks sometimes because businesses are all open now. But some of them are wearing them below the nose. And I'm like, why though?
It's really
very interesting being back, because in where I was in Massachusetts, it was like very people were better about it, not universally better, but like for the most part better. And and here it's like right under the nose again. I don't get it. What's wrong with people? Hello. So I'm just saying hello. Coach Woodard says, you mean last week wasn't Chris's real birthday? We've been led astray.
They're all my birthday.
I'm afraid you have.
the 8th, though. The 8th Thanks, of Leslie. April, 2:02 a.m.
Shh, now you're telling Skynet. All right, listen, you have to come play with us because this is going to be fun. And it's my first day back, and that means I get a wish, and that's what my wish is.
And your wish is that people would join us in the studio. I think that's a reasonable that's wish.
Yeah, I think so, too. I mean, it's like almost your fake birthday, so we should totally...
It's almost my real birthday.
You should get a wish. I know. It's
my fake birthday.
Well, it's your unbirthday today.
It's almost one of my birthdays. I celebrate them all week.
You should. This shirt as you is should.
Yellow, by the way. I'm looking at it now, and it looks... I think it's yellow.
What, did somebody say something about it?
No, I was just looking at it. Oh. I was just sort of looking over the camera lens right at my shirt going... Yellow.
Now listen, I missed the shows last week. I saw only little pieces of them because I was, you know. Because
she didn't value any of you as guests. So
no, stop it.
She said, Valentina. Pff,
if I was, no, because if I was going to like participate, I was going to actually host it and everything. And I couldn't. I just had way too much going on. But I want to hear all about it. So hello. Oh my gosh, Valentina's in Dollywood.
What, down the street? Who knew?
Well, that's like a few hours, yeah, for me, but that's fun. Have you ever been to Dollywood, the theme park? Remember we had the guy on from Dollywood?
Right. We had the marketing guy on. He was great.
Yeah, he was fun.
Super nice.
With, who was on with him? An author. Hood Feminism, maybe?
That sounds about right. Mickey. Okay.
Mickey Kendall.
Sounds about right. So we have a few guests on from time to time.
Oh, boo.
An Amazon launch.
Chip says he's covered in dirt and wearing a neon yellow green shirt. I don't know that we can say for sure that it's neon yellow slash green. We'll have to decide one way or the other when you come in, I would say.
Well, you know,
Valentina joined from Dollywood.
Come on in. Dollywood loves to have us.
Yeah. Should do it.
We could do the first question, I guess, if you want to. Okay. You want to just show how the game works. It's not that tricky, but
sure,
it's better if we do a little conversation around it. So everybody get ready to answer the question.
Okay. Listen, yeah, you can actually answer in the comments if you want to. I think you have to put my thing back in the stream.
Like, I didn't do it. Oh, hang on.
I don't believe you. There you go. Okay. So one of these things has to go: Anchorman, Superbad, The Hangover, or Dumb and Dumber. Of course, all fine feature films. But one of them's got to go. So what's going to go?
So I had an answer and then I changed my mind on it. But, you know, I think it's important. Hey, Jacobs Gaming. How are you?
What do you think?
Me? Okay.
Hey, Jacobs Gaming. I'm here also.
Yeah, but Jacobs came here from StreamYard ads. You know that.
I'm only Okay. So. I have to do a StreamYard ad.
Everything except The Hangover goes. Oh, wow.
Wow. Laurie Davis says Superbad, and she would know because she is a movie aficionado.
Oh, my golly. So I'm disagreeing with both of you right now. So I love Anchorman. I think you can't, there's not anything you could do to Dumb and Dumber, says Elizabeth. That was my original guess. I feel like it's Hangover. I feel like Hangover is kind of the more bro movie of all of those movies, and that's why I don't want it to stay. Mm-hmm. And I think that Superbad, Lori, really applies to a specific kind of kid, and it was me. It applies to kids who weren't exactly super popular or in any good crowd growing in school. So maybe that's why I have an affinity for Superbad. Carrie, what's your take?
So I'm like factoring in sequels to it, and I did not like the Hangover sequels, so I feel like the Hangover's got to go. So I actually agree. I liked Dumb and Dumber. Like, not as much as I liked Dumb and Dumber, but... enough that like it kind of, I think I want the franchise to exist.
I see.
Yeah. And I love Anchorman, and I feel like Superbad, there's a ton of references and stuff, like pop culture references that stemmed from that we would lose if we didn't have it.
I mean, we wouldn't have McLovin.
So I sort of envision this as like it disappears from existence.
Oh.
Not like it's gone starting today. So it's not like the blip, like it's going to come back. Like it's just gone and it never was. So that's like my philosophy on one gotta go. I don't know if it matters, but anyway, so for me, like if you get rid of Superbad and it never existed, we miss a bunch of stuff. So
You probably never have Jonah Hill.
That's true.
You know,
so
that movie was written for Seth Rogen, and he finally aged out of being able to play the character.
Oof. See, so I think the hangover's got to go.
So
we need more people to come and play with us.
Yeah, this game is so much less fun. Jacob's Gaming, I'm fine, by the way. All systems go.
I'm hitting on all sixes.
Jacob's gaming. Great.
Thanks for asking. All right, this is an interesting one for the pandemic. One gotta go: deodorant, toothpaste, soap, or toilet paper. Let's assume that you have some toilet paper and you're not in one of those like shortage areas that I keep hearing about. So what's it going to be?
Are you asking me again? Because
who else am I going to ask?
Jacob says we don't need because he's a gamer. Deodorant don't is need already
deodorant.
Elizabeth says deodorant.
Well, that's interesting. Well, I guess if you have soap, you could just like clean up again.
I was just going with toilet paper because you get a bidet kind of scenario, right? Like, oh. I could deal without toilet paper. I'll just make a bidet happen.
I guess if we assume you have one.
Well, you know, how hard is it to make a bidet? What are you going to do?
I feel like it's hard, you know, to do it. Chip says toothpaste. Toothpaste is going to go. But that could be, it's like, do you want to make out ever or not? Because that's like relevant to that question.
That's right.
I think. Yeah. So, this is tough. I feel like you have to have soap because it doesn't matter. If you can't wash properly, no amount of deodorant is going to help you. So,
that's a good point. That's a good
point. Yeah. Grab the garden hose.
See, yeah. See, there's a bidet. That's a Canadian bidet right there.
No. We need some Canadians to tell us if that is incorrect. Chip's been married for... Okay. So I don't know what that means.
That means except, not so much making out, you say.
I guess. No. Well, probably because you don't have any toothpaste. I'm just saying. Although, okay, so I'm like, you need to have toilet paper, you need to have soap, and I feel like you need to have toothpaste. So I guess I'd have to say deodorant too, but ugh, I guess I don't know. I'll have to wash extra or something. That could be rough. It could definitely be rough in those early days of dating for anybody who's like out there now.
Smelly armpits, though. I mean, I'm into it myself. So what can
oh
I say?
My God, you would be. Come and play with us. Listen, so you hear what I'm dealing with. Like, these are the answers I'm getting from Chris.
Well, now we can ask Elizabeth quite directly the answer to her question because she's joined us in the studios.
Okay, yeah.
I'm going to hit the button.
Let's do it.
Elizabeth, Hello. You said deodorant as well, but you're out there sailing. So maybe it's because like the smell gets blown away.
And this, I can wash myself. I am not going without toilet paper. This was horrible. I mean, I'm just glad I was able. I started stealing paper napkins from Starbucks and having a basket because it was that bad at HEB, our local grocery chain.
Like, you go to Starbucks like 5 times a day.
Well, no, it's like I started going to McDonald's, Starbucks, Whataburger. Now, Whataburger napkins.
Oh, are they good? Is there a rating system on which napkins are the best?
Starbucks napkins are horrid.
Oh, you need like softer napkins. So you change like where you buy food based on what napkins you want. That's interesting.
Believe it or not, the local chain here, Whataburger, better, much better.
Oh.
Yeah, I think anybody coming in from Dallas will say that Whataburger burgers are better than McDonald's anyway.
Leslie says deodorant could not give up the others. I have to concur. And Chloe says it depends on if she had DJ Cumberbund's extra set of teeth. So,
right.
Yeah. So we're playing One Gotta Go. Not the official game of the Backpack Show, but a very pleasant pastime. And it spawns a lot of interesting conversations, Elizabeth.
Chloe needs to come on because I have to move in.
I love Chloe. Poor Chloe.
And maybe Nancy will join up because she's so happy that you're back. Nancy, come on, jump on camera. Join us.
Some of these questions are just fun, and some of them are kind of thinkers, and this is definitely a thinker. So one of these things has to go: end racism, end poverty, end hunger, or end pollution. So one has got to go. So which one? Ooh, Jacob is here.
Mm. So put Jacob, we'll put you on in a second. Oh, he quit.
Oh, he did. He went away. No, he's just switching cameras and stuff. He's got like a sweet setup.
He's very important. I get it. All right, what are you getting rid of? Racism, poverty, hunger, or pollution?
right?
It's hard.
I'm Coach Woodard's like, I don't need your pampering.
Cardboard. hard. I'm just thinking, if we ended up struggle, how can you like make life less of a struggle? So I'm going to go with poverty, because when we can all think a little bit clearer and compassionately, we can work towards the other three.
That's interesting. So like, as long as you have enough.
That's what I'm saying. It's like when you have enough and everybody can think coherently and maybe a little heart-centered, you kind of at that point is like, okay, maybe we can have less racism because you're a little more heart-centered and you're not hungry. So you're not jealous. And
wow.
If you have less poverty, Hopefully you're less hungry. And then maybe you start caring more. So then you'll start being a little more socially conscious and we won't be using Starbucks napkins.
It's very, oh my God. It's very interesting because some definitely like there's overlap. Like people are saying, well, hey, if you end hunger, like hunger and poverty kind of cross each other out. Like not necessarily. There's other stuff you need in addition to food, like shelter and
rent. Well, listen, let's put somebody else on this case for a second.
Okay.
Jacob,
hey.
You didn't know we were going to ask you really tough questions like this.
Right.
You thought we were going to talk about, you know, whether or not the new Outriders game is worth it and, you know, is Minecraft or Terraria better? Don't answer that. One got to go. You got to end either racism, poverty, hunger, or pollution. You got to keep one of those has to go so that we're going to stop ending one of those things. It's a kind of a backwards question.
A little.
If anything, I might do D.
So and let pollution keep on for a while and let the other things get fixed? I like that. Yes. I like that. What's your thinking on that one?
Well, there is a lot of racism going on and a lot of hunger, so I'm thinking fix that and then
We'll go after pollution.
Pollution, yes.
Holy cow, everyone answered this way better than me because of that. that if we do these, then we'll go after that. I didn't think that way. You're also smart.
Although pollution, like in the greater planet, if you don't work on that, everything else kinda like we're all just gonna die anyway. So
that's tricky.
It really is.
Jacob, that's quite the setup. What do you got going on over there? Like, what's your normal, I'm going to make you big for a second. Hang on. All right. What's your setup like over there? You have like more than one cam, more than one mic?
I have this mic. I have three monitors and my computer.
Cool. And what are you normally showing on your gaming channel?
Basically a variety of things. I do a lot of Fortnite, Minecraft, Gary's Mod.
I have one thing I have to tell you about Fortnite. I did not know this whole thing about they put bots in the game.
Yes.
So if like you're a crap player, they'll just put bots in your lobby. I thought I was a Fortnite god all of a sudden. It turned out I'm just playing a lot of bots. Literally. Like I was getting 10 and 12 kills a game and I'm like, I am amazing.
Nice.
And then I learned I am not. No, just
right.
That almost makes me sad for you.
It really should.
Almost. Pollution is more external than the others, says Jonathan. I suppose that's true. I mean, but that affects like everybody. Whereas, you know, some percentage of the population is affected by everything else. It depends how you look at it.
Well, or you can actually end poverty by helping end pollution by providing job skills to figure out how to reduce pollution. Mm.
Wow, this is getting really deep.
Gosh.
That means I'm going to move to the next one. Okay, so if you want to come and play with us, it's cbrogan.me/join us, and you can come play this game, One Gotta Go. Here's the deal. One of these things is going to go. Family functions, and let's assume the pandemic hasn't already ended all of this. Birthday parties, wedding receptions, or guys or ladies night out. Which one of these things has got to go?
Wow. Any gut feeling on that one, anybody?
I hate birthday parties. Kids' birthday parties especially.
I hate birthday parties. Family functions.
I used to offer my kids money to not have them. I'd be like, I will give you $1,000 if we cannot have a birthday party.
Wow.
And do something. And they were like, no, I want a birthday party. And I was
Jacob,
like,
would you take that deal? What would you take that deal? $1,000 not to have a party?
Probably. You know? Yeah.
What would you invest that $1,000 in?
Maybe a new camera, because mine's kind of bad.
How much I hated those birthday parties.
I love that comment. Yeah, if we get rid of the family functions, we still have all the family functions on B, C, and D.
That's right.
This is very true.
Yeah.
Although, you know, you get invited to weddings for people who aren't in your family. So maybe that's why. Rob says they tried to. It doesn't work. I don't know why it doesn't work. Can they all go, says Jane.
weddings. Yep.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not suggesting I love weddings because I don't, but I like it better than watching some little kid pretend to like the crap you just got them. I don't know.
That's true. Like their junky aunt bought them like a Transformers toy and they're like
an ugly sweater or like the wrong Mega Man or something.
I was going to say, everybody needs to go to India for an actual 3-day wedding because I was got invited to once and seeing the guy walk in on the donkey and then you have a 3-day party. Now that almost is, that's a vacation. You can keep those weddings because that's a 3-day party.
Kat says she loves birthday parties.
Kat threw me a surprise birthday party to this day. Like, I don't think I've had an all-over body screaming fear moment like that one.
The only thing I think I like less than birthday parties is surprise birthday parties. So.
Oh, I loved it, but I just sort of thought, you know, I just was like scared out of my gourd. Like, I just didn't expect the people to all be there. So as an introvert, it turns out that's a double win.
That can be an issue.
It was great.
I mean, I like cake. But you know, not liking sharing cake, the more people are at my party, the less cake I get. So it's like,
but
a problem.
Out of all those, I'd kill wedding receptions because those are so expensive for so little yield. You could have 12 guys and ladies nights out for that wedding price.
I could actually have a house for some of those right. wedding receptions.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, Jacob, don't spend a lot on your wedding. Someday.
No, find someone who wants to get married in Vegas at a chapel.
Or not at all. That's also fine, right?
Griffin answers, you're not the boss of me, basically. He says, typical. You know, A is more compulsory. The rest at least involves some degree of choice. I don't like being told what to do.
You've been married for 23 years. Like, you must have gotten used to it a little.
You're what you need to do.
I feel like, yeah. And I haven't, I don't know, guys and ladies night out, I don't know. I guess they're fine. Like, I don't think I'd miss it super if it went, but I do like girls' trips. So if those are kind of included, I guess I would miss that. Jonathan says, wedding is 3 minutes of quality time with the people you are there to celebrate. It's true.
Okay, I'll change my mind. I'll go for C. There's no point for C's.
All right, look at, we win.
Peer pressure.
I'd rather have three houses.
It is crazy. Yeah. Or like a night, or a car or something.
Yeah, you can have a really like, nice car.
Or many, actually, you could have many family functions that are really nice. Just don't call them a wedding. And then it costs right. like a third of the price because a wedding is such a scam. Hey, come play with us. We're playing One Gotta Go.
Steve Brogan, Amisos, join us. So Jacob, I had another question for you. You came here because you saw the StreamYard ad. Is that what happened?
Yes.
And you're like, who's this weird guy that's on my stupid YouTube every 5 minutes?
Yep.
And you got brave enough to come in and hang out with us, and now you're on our dumb show. This is why we picked StreamYard. Does that change your opinion of having to see that ad all the time? Because now it's your friend, Chris. Now it's not like just some weird Santa Claus. It's like a Santa Claus you hung out with.
Now some weird guy saying, hey, go use StreamYard.
Right. Now you're using it. Who knew? Like, any day now you'll run YouTube because...
You know. This is why we use it, though. Because, look, I can, like, move you guys around.
Yeah,
we can show comments. We do a lot of fun things. I love it.
We can make Jacob the host. It would be perfect.
Weddings are an even bigger waste of money than what modern four-year colleges have become.
Chipper is grumper.
All right. Another here question. We go. All right. If you want to come play with us, cbrogan.me/join us. It will pop you right into the studio. But if you're not brave like Jacob and Elizabeth, I understand. So one of these things got to go. Landlords, Uber drivers, food delivery. It says guy, but I'm going to say people. Or pilots.
Yeah, I have a food delivery girl. She's lovely.
She can go.
I was just wondering, aren't the B&B the same thing? Because don't most Uber drivers also work for Favor as well?
Yeah. I don't know.
Like, do Uber Eats? I don't know that they all do. I don't know. I have to say, I don't know a lot about how the inner workings of Uber. You're still a very weird Santa Claus, says Kat. Yeah.
Sorry, Jacob.
Am I on the airplane when we make this choice?
Sorry, I can't get rid of A. That's how I make, you know, part of my living.
Oh, interesting.
That's true. Yeah. Who are you getting rid of, Jacob?
I'm going to get rid of B. They're bad drivers in Austin.
Okay.
I'm going with C.
So you don't want food delivery people?
No, or you just want all women? You want all women delivering your food?
It's a whole different show.
Well, that's true. I don't know. So one of them has to go. I think because Uber, B is so specific, like you could always take Lyft or taxi or something else. So I'd probably get rid of that because it will like minimally affect my life, I think, to lose Uber specifically.
I'm just going, I'm tired of being almost hit by the Uber drivers that are texting and driving.
Ugh, almost. Nope. Fly your own damn plane, says Kat. That's a surprise. Yeah. Surprise, you're a pilot.
My name's Kat. I'll be your pilot. Never did it before, but hey, how hard can it be?
It's going great so far.
Yeah.
We'll just we'll be on Jacob's channel. We'll watch him do Microsoft Flight Simulator.
I have and then that. We'll,
do you? Have you run it before?
It's X-Plane 11, but they're the same controls.
Cool. So it's good enough. You can pretty much learn how to fly a plane. Yeah. So Jacob could do it. We got this.
We got our pilot.
Yeah, I think we're set. Great book title, Kat. Fly your own damn plane. But if you fly your own plane, aren't you saying you've got to go? Oh, that's a valid point. Like if you become a pilot, then you've got to go. So, yeah, that's
true. You know what would change the question? 21 pilots. If you got rid of them, I'd be okay.
You're a little grumpy.
I can't even imagine. I just have to say, like, I cannot imagine what he's texting.
Yes, you can.
Gone with a bunch of weird people. He's like, kidnap me.
Hey, that weird StreamYard ad guy is like just as weird.
He's talking in person
as he's
talking to me. I'll show up on your Twitch stream. You let me know when I'm ready. Okay.
This is another deep one. So one's got to go: communication, honesty, intimacy, or respect.
Oh, I don't need respect.
Oh my God.
Whatever.
Wow.
I don't know.
I guess I would have to kind of agree with Chris. It's like, if I have to get rid of the other three are positive, and D, well, that's just crossing boundaries all the time. It's like, so if you have better communication, hopefully you can make amends.
Dave says that you were texting, help me. That's what he thinks, Jacob. And then Rob thinks you were texting, help, I'm being broadcast live.
No.
Jonathan says this is a trick question because all are connected. Like, not necessarily. We don't give you any respect, says Chip. And we just survived 4 years without all of these. So true. Oh, man. I don't know. Like, maybe honesty? Because, like, do you really want to know if that dress makes you look fat? I'm going to go with no.
That's what I was thinking. Like,
yeah, like, probably not. Or if you're like, don't you think I'd make a great pilot? And they're like, sure, hon. Like, you know.
No.
Is that honest? No. So, Kat is killing it, says Robert Collins.
Thanks, Mr. Collins.
I have to take my place because I got to leave here in 3 minutes.
Oh, do you have to go do your meeting?
I have to do my meeting at 9:30, so Kat needs to join the show.
She needs honesty. Honesty can pretty quickly crush intimacy. Oh, that's so true, Dave. Honesty is an ambition anyway. Ooh, married 23 years says honesty is just an ambition anyway. So.
I just really like the idea of renaming Chip's YouTube channel Married 23 Years.
Jacob's taking notes. He's like, all right, don't need honesty. Got it.
Right.
Keep moving.
Next.
Yeah, next.
Are you of the age that you should be also doing remote schooling as well, Jacob? Is that part of your life right now?
Yes, I am remote.
I see. How's that going for you overall through the apocalypse? Is it good, bad, worse?
It's about the same, you know. I mean, it's different than normal.
I have two kids. One's a tiny bit older than you, and one's a lot bit older than you. And one hates it, is, you know, can't wait to get back to real classes with real kids. And the other one was like, how come I couldn't do this my whole life? I would have loved to have been in a closet talking to nobody. So,
no, that's true. I have two kids as well. And one of them's like living his best life with the whole virtual school thing. And the other one is less than enthusiastic about it. He likes that he's not wasting as much time. Like, there's a lot of wasted time when you go to school, like waiting to go between classes and stuff, or like waiting for car line and all that dumb stuff. But apart from that, I think he wouldn't mind seeing other people his own age.
Oh, this is going to be a question that's sort of generational, don't you
think? But Elizabeth has to go. We have to let her answer first.
Answer that one, because I'm going, it's like, dude, he lets unrealistic expectations in men. So we got to let rid of that one, because come on, seriously. We got to get rid of those bad expectations. Rest of it, come on, sitting on the dock of the bay, you can either go fishing, it's a good place to have sushi or a good picnic. It smells like Teen Spirit. When I'm in an angry mood, got to listen to it. And who doesn't love Hey Jude? That's the best karaoke song ever.
Well, it all depends, I guess.
No woman, no cry.
Disagreement.
I've never heard of any of these, so.
Right. They're a little bit in a different era.
Yeah. I just
You've heard That's Smells funny. Like Teen Spirit. You just don't know that you have. The rest
probably
of them,
also. No, I could have heard No Women, No Cry. They use it in a lot of like shows and stuff.
True.
I don't know. Maybe. I could see why you might not have heard Hey Jude, but it does make me weep for humanity just a little, Jacob. I'm just saying.
The Beatles did the first song. Nirvana did the second. The third is Senior Bob Marley. And the fourth is that other guy.
Oh, man. Some of these, I don't even know what they are. Like
Smokey Robinson?
Okay, here. Here's a nerd one. One gotta go. Anakin Skywalker, Luke Skywalker, Obi-Wan Kenobi, or Han Solo. It's not Hans. Thanks, guys.
Hans?
Like at one gotta go. Hans.
Mr. German Solo.
Nice job.
But if you get one rid of Anakin, you get rid of Luke. He got to get busy.
Complicated. So what do you think happens then? Like, is there... Yeah, I know, right, Chip? Exactly.
Aww. Otis Redding. Thanks, Nancy.
So let's get rid of Otis Redding.
No, that was the other...
I know. I was kidding. But, you know, it seems like nobody would care if we got rid of him. Luke.
That's what one got to go, by the way.
What a whiner.
If you had to get rid of it, Luke is pretty...
That's what I thought, Chip. Yeah. Like Hans, like they're messing up their movies or something. Spoiler alert. Come on, Jonathan. So, yeah, this is complicated. As far as like overall impact on the story, I don't know. Obi-Wan, well, I guess.
Yeah, if you've heard of Hans, then you wouldn't have the latest one, the latest set of movies.
Han, it's Han. Let's not perpetuate there.
I'm sticking with it. I'm calling him Hans.
Whoever he is, he shot first. That's all I know.
Anyway, I wish I could stay. I'm sorry.
Have a fun meeting. Elizabeth. You're 2 minutes late for your meeting. Tell him you were doing something important.
I will.
I just booped her.
Whatever.
What's
that thing is.
More important than this?
Nothing, obviously.
Really nothing. You're missing school for it.
Put D on ice. I'm dying. All this like nerd humor is killing me. So good. So good. I mean, you've seen the Star Wars movies, Jacob. Please tell me you have.
I think I've seen one.
Oh, Jacob.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm heartbroken.
It could be one of those situations where it's not okay. I don't know. Maybe is it not okay to watch those kinds of films?
Oh, it's fine. I just don't get into that kind of stuff. Right.
What are you into then? Now we need to know. What do you watch instead?
I like a lot of comedy and.
Oh.
Like what movies? Like what one specifically? What are some of your favorites?
I like Jeff Dunham.
Oh.
Gabe Iglesias.
Oh, so no like kidding. Real comedy.
Grown up stand-up comedy, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Do you like Nate Bargatze? Do you know who Nate Bargatze is? Oh, get on Netflix.
All right.
type in Nate. And Nate Bargatze, he's one of my favorites. He's in Nashville.
Is this appropriate? You have to think of these things, you know. I know
Nate
you don't.
Appropriate. Nate okay. is. Okay. More so than Dunham.
The prequels were comedy. So true. Bill Hicks. Wow.
Bill Hicks is a great comedian, but he's way before your time. Died in the 90s.
Hans was not really a Jedi.
Fluffy. Yep.
I'm dying. Oh, you guys. Fluffy. You're killing me. I missed you guys.
Okay, here we go.
So good.
Tennessee Kid, exactly. Now he's got a new one. He's what's it? Great Average American.
All right. One of these has got to go. So grilled cheese, PB&J, tuna sandwich, or roast beef sandwich. What's got to go?
I'm going with C because I've never really been a fan of tuna fish.
It can really go wrong. Like it depends how they
eat. Yeah, tuna can be done very badly.
Yeah. Yes. Like some people put relish in it and stuff. And I'm like, what the hell is wrong with you?
Right?
Yeah, it's so wrong. So tuna, a lot of people agree. Kat says no, none of these can go. She needs them all.
I'm gonna do that roast beef.
Chip says B as long as he can still have fluffernutters.
Dave says New England answer.
Roast beef. A lot of people are willing to see that one go. I agree though. Tuna is so like hit or miss. So I feel like I wouldn't miss it much. It has to be like just right. Honestly, it tasted better when it had dolphin in it still. Just kidding.
What the?
No, now it's like, now they're real careful to be like, this is all, this is just dolphin free. Like, we're super careful. And I was like, is tuna, is it that good? I don't know. Tuna can't be left out all day and eaten safely. That's absolutely true.
That's true.
That is true. By beef. I mean, you shouldn't like super leave any kind of meat out all day.
Nancy's not a peanut butter person, huh?
No. Well, maybe she's not a jelly person. We don't know for sure which. Mm. Leslie agrees tuna can go. I've eaten so much tuna that I'm probably a human thermometer with all the mercury. Oh, this explains so much. So much. But yeah, I think it's very, I guess it depends partly on personal preference and partly on lifestyle. So if you're going to be outside for a long period of time, you need some of those things that won't spoil. And grilled cheese is like, you got to eat it like right away because right. It's gross later.
Yeah, the bread gets
soggy.
Soggy and yeah.
It's pretty gross.
Jacob, you want to know another cool thing you could do with StreamYard, by the way?
Sure.
We're sponsored by StreamYard. So you could put up your sponsor. StreamYard, make your own show.
Oh, nice.
And entice teenagers in who wonder why they're here.
Oh, don't say it like that, you creep.
We have an audio podcast.
Wow, Chris.
I know, right? My God. Right in the ear. It's like free candy in this show.
Castos.com. Let me get through my reads. Oh, I have to delete one because our sponsor went. We finished our last one. And then we are also sponsored by Dot Online. So cbrogan.me/online, you can get any Dot Online domain for $1.
You know,
wow.
Kat says you deserve a yellow card, and I have to say, I agree.
Boom shakalaka, yellow card, Brogan. And Brogan is going down like a bag of hammers tonight.
Yeah. Technically this morning, but still, the sentiment holds. I think we're good. Do you have a white van? Stop it. A couple of people said you should be yellow carded.
Come on, Chris, wow. Tell us the truth.
Choices.
I guess they didn't like the fact that, you know, I thought, you know, I could lure you into shows.
Oof. But it's interesting how many people have come along just wondering, like, what this is even about.
Why are you even doing this?
Yeah. Like, right? Huh? Who is this old man?
What we do is we came up with a way that we can interview all kinds of people who would normally not have any reason to talk with us. And so they come on the show. Like, we got the guy who does voices, like the voice of Optimus Prime.
I did not know the dad Joker would be here today.
Right?
He's like, so good.
You normally get the voice of Optimus Prime to show up, right?
It's the Honest Trailer guy. Nice. He's so fun.
If you've ever seen Honest Trailers, that's the guy.
So. He's the best. He does amazing Ryan Reynolds, you know, impressions and all this other stuff. Like, he does voiceover work when they can't afford to bring Ryan Reynolds back to make it TV appropriate or something. They'll get him, and he does an amazing job. All right, so I think one of these things has got to go.
Oh gosh, did you see Cody's comment about roast beef? Hang on a minute.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my.
One's got to go, guys. What do we got? We can't have mine apples. Mangoes, pineapples, strawberries, or watermelon. What goes?
This is hard because I like all of them.
Me too. Look at these mango haters.
It's true. Right? One says watermelon is like too much work because it has seeds. You can get seedless watermelon.
Seedless, yeah. That's all we get.
No. Watermelon is gross. That's a pretty broad generalization, Dave. Come on.
I love watermelon.
Yeah, come on, bro.
Pineapple.
You know, if anything, I'd have to go with A. Even though I like mangoes, not as much as I like pineapples, strawberries, or watermelon.
I like them all too. I think I might actually get rid of strawberries just because I watched that TikTok of like all the stuff crawling out of the strawberries.
Oh, seen that.
Yeah. So
yeah, that's just messed up.
That's pretty gross. Yeah. Yeah. So I was thinking maybe I could give those up if I thought too hard about that. Right now I just eat them with my eyes closed.
And my dad says the man goes. Mm-hmm. The man,
you can goes. See the resemblance now.
Guess which one of these people's my dad.
Genetically modified watermelon is so much better. You know, I feel like you're being sarcastic, but it is. Just like I like my tuna with dolphin, I like my genetically modified watermelon. Another problem is Chloe would give up strawberries. And she likes your dad's joke. Watermelon is the LaCroix of fruit. Stephen Brogan for the pun win. Because D is mostly water. I guess it's... Okay, so Cody says watermelon is gross. It tastes like it is supposed to be fruit. And I think Nancy's talking about the TikTok that, like, I was like, this has a little... Like, you could see little bugs and stuff crawling out of the strawberries. It's nasty. And so that's kind of like a... That's a hard no for me. Well, like knowingly eating small bugs is a no for me. I know some people feel differently. I don't know how Jacob feels about it.
I don't know. I'd never eat bugs. No.
No. Not on purpose. Interestingly,
my youngest son eats a lot fewer things than most people, but he likes eating bugs if there's like a gag or something. Right?
But that's not just, gross. Not like pick them up off the ground, Jacob. Yeah, obviously, they're like prepared somehow.
Barbecued crickets from Hot Topic or scorpions inside of a lollipop. Those are the two that he's done.
Ugh. It's pretty gross. Crickets.
I wonder how the scorpion tastes.
Do you eat it though, or is it just like
you can eat it? It's in the lollipop. But once you get to it, you crunch and it's like,
ugh.
Wow.
Gross. Jonathan says, poisonous. We all eat bugs in our sleep.
Oh my God.
Dave says, fruit with protein, like the strawberries with the. That's so nasty. Oh my God.
That's what my uncle says. He's like, you realize how many bugs you eat when you sleep?
That's crazy. What, like bugs are like, okay, all right. Where'd he go? Yeah, he's asleep. Let's go for it.
Yeah, let's go.
Come on, move, move, move. No. Don't think so. Crunchy, says Kat.
Oh my gosh.
If you want to try exotic foods, just eat hot dogs, says Chip.
It can be exotic.
I don't. It's true.
I think our plan is we're going to crash Jacob's show next.
Cricket protein bars are kind of good. I'm just saying, says Chloe.
I have had cricket protein from EXO.
You can both have mine.
They were, you know what? It tastes like is just kind of like a bitter chocolate bar or something like that. So you have what you think a chocolate bar might taste like. It's just a little bitter. That's all you taste. Anyway, think about it.
But why though? I could see if we had no other option.
Well, yeah, we're like, getting there.
Why would you voluntarily do that?
Right? It's not the apocalypse yet. Like, we're not quite there. There's other protein available to you.
Yeah.
Why do you go, I'm going to eat that? Just to, like, prepare myself for when I have no options.
Just getting a jump start in the apocalypse.
I'll wait.
Like an ex-wife.
I don't get the... Oh, bitter like bitter. An ex-wife.
Bitter
like an ex-wife.
Oh, chocolate covered ants have a bite to them.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be right back, okay?
You got to roll? All right. See you, Jacob.
He's fun.
Boop. Pull him out for right now.
That was so fun.
Come back when you're ready.
The flavor of cricket.
Oh, actually, we got to go anyway. We got to close our show up. So I'm
so that was fun.
Thank you.
I loved him. He was fun.
He was great. And all because he saw our dumb ads.
Our viewers. Nobody asked me to do a dumb ad on YouTube. I was like, you could do that.
Do we have a generic yellow card?
Yellow card, Brogan. Yeah, I'm about to cut your mic off.
You have one for me in there somewhere, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. I mean, just
but you need one.
And out comes the yellow card, and that one's got Gorgon's name all over it, just as I suspected.
That never happens.
Never happens.
Almost never. I can't say totally never, but almost never. It's rare. It's rare.
Oh, I was really hoping you'd keep making noises. So, we should wrap up our show. Hey, do we have guests this week?
We have some. I was not here for 2 weeks, Christopher.
No. And I was supposed to find some guests, but, you know, people...
We have Lauren, and she's the founder of Hearts of Joy International, coming on. They help fund surgeries that are necessary. Some kids with Down syndrome have been helped in quite a profound way, so we'll talk with her. And we also have Mariette Harold, a pet psychologist. So I know some people have been waiting for me to find a pet psychologist, so I'm pretty excited about that. And then we have the founder of an almond yogurt company coming on, Matt Billings. We have a few, yep. So I'm excited. We have a few. Yeah.
Then you have something to do with the Olympics or something, too?
I forget. We'll find out. Bah. Lots of good yellow. Gorgon is Gorgon. Thanks for coming to play with us today.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's fun to be back. Yellow is...
Hey! RG Process Man's back. Fun. Hey, Chad.
Oh, yay!
Come, buddy. I was at first. I thought it was another new friend from from StreamYard.
Cool clothes with social justice built into the purchase.
Such a great thing. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. It was your first day back. Did you miss it?
Yeah, of course I did. I missed everybody. I even missed you interrupting me.
You know, it wasn't just you. I mean, I used to interrupt my grandmother. I mean, she would, and you do that though, and you could get some smacking.
You know, it could be some trouble. Oh, Kat should be person of the day.
Hop on my plane. And that watermelon for dessert. Oh my gosh. Well, if anyone's going to do it.